Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Michael TiVo Mike Jefferson. This is the TiVo Mike Show, the podcast for TV fanatics who love Jesus. Today, 5 years ago, Jamie Siminoff was an entrepreneur who made a failed pitch to investors for his product, a video doorbell connected to your smartphone. That product is now called Ring, and Jamie Siminoff is such a powerful and successful businessman that he's now an investor himself, worth millions. Mike and I discuss ABC's 10th season premiere of Shark Tank. It's Monday, October 15th, 2018.
Talk about TV just to reveal JC, yeah. TiVo Mike.
Welcome to Money Monday.
That's right, guys.
It is so exciting. I was watching that episode from 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And Shark Tank, of course, one of my favorite shows.
Oh, there's a woman on TV now, right?
Yes.
That's what I love about money. No emotions, no tears, just reality.
It's been a remarkable 10 years.
I'm seeking a $100,000 investment.
Over 1,000 entrepreneurs have walked down these halls seeking their piece of the American dream. With close to $125 million invested in the tank so far.
It's going to change the world.
And astounding successes.
We have a deal.
It ignited America's entrepreneurial spirit. And now, the Sharks are back for an epic 10th season.
I see more beverages than anybody else in the country.
You may not have to go out and raise money if you partner with someone like me.
And exciting titans of business return.
I want to know a little bit more about you.
I think that watching Shark Tank as a kid helped me be standing in front of you all today.
We've grown up on this show.
And remember, there's only one Mr. Wonderful.
But thank God for that.
And brand new sharks jump into the tank. Former NBA superstar and broadcaster Charles Barkley is a prolific investor and committed to helping entrepreneurs.
You seem to be on the right track, and I'm willing to take the chance.
Matt Higgins is vice president of the Miami Dolphins and is co-founder of RSE Ventures, which invests in innovative companies across multiple sectors, including sports, lifestyle, and technology.
When we work together, it's going to be game over.
And tonight, as we celebrate our 200th episode, an epic milestone. For the first time ever, a former Shark Tank entrepreneur achieves the ultimate goal.
Welcome.
And returns as a Shark
Tank. I'm telling you, look, it's the best. This guy, they showed his clip from 5 years ago, which I remember it. And it was called DoorBot at that time. And he literally said, so what they'll do is, they'll come to your door, they'll push the button, you can see everything, everything is happy-go-lucky. I'm thinking, these are nice suburb areas, okay, this ain't the hood. But whatever, you need it in a hood. So they talked about it, they had one offer from Kevin O'Leary, but it was a royalty-based offer, apparently they didn't like it.
Oh.
So the royalty would have went away after so many things, but then he would be an investor, they would have had their money they needed, but they couldn't come to those terms, so he got denied, right? He rejected it, but because of the exposure from the episode, Richard Branson, who now owns like 100 companies under Virgin, like Virgin Mobile, Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Airlines, Virgin TV, Virgin everything.
Gotcha.
But he saw that and was like, that's a game changer.
Yeah.
Invested in it, and now the company got so big, it spread so far, that guess who just bought this company right away? Last month, and left Jamie Siminoff as the CEO of this own company,
Amazon,
for $1 billion.
Yeah,
billion with a B.
So
that's $1,000 million.
That gives the episode I watched, I don't know if it was the premiere, but it gives the episode so much more volume,
right?
Because there was one gentleman who had this lockbox idea.
Right.
A yellow box thing, and it's similar where it would hang on your door so you could get your packages. So what happened is you would have
this bigger box. Right.
And this lock box would be on it. You scan
yes,
the package.
That was the premiere.
Okay, yeah. Yep. So it makes sense because I didn't say why the girl was like, I'll go in, right. But I want Jamie to go in with me. I'm like, girl, you just got his hopes up and said only if.
Right, he was like, there's a chance. Well, and Jamie had already at that point said no.
Well, because she was going to give him a chance, but he didn't like the offer. Right. So when he countered her offer,
and he didn't like
she
that.
Said, I'll counter
right.
on the contingency that Jamie does it with me.
Exactly. And he was already out. And he goes, again, the problem with me with this deal is that you haven't done enough of the work yet. You haven't overcome the thing. And that's really the case.
Well, but he went through that. He right. had that same idea.
Right. He knew
on
the process.
On a smaller scale.
Right. Again, this is how millionaires and billionaires think, which I want to adopt this new line of thinking, bless God. He said, with my product, you didn't have to change the behavior of the consumer.
Yes.
With yours, you have to change the behavior of the consumer. That is key. When I heard that, that helped me even with the marketing of this podcast.
Yes.
Most of the issues that I was having in marketing the podcast is because you tend to talk to people who you're around, right? So I'm trying to get them to listen. Like, oh, well, this is the show we're doing. We're doing the TiVo Mike show, doing MJ Meets Sports, blah, 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 blah. And I looking at them based on the topic of the show. Instead, then they'll go, oh, yeah, that sounds interesting. So how do I find it? And I'll say, oh, it's on the podcast. You can go to tvmike.com. You can get it on Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spreaker.
Exactly. You give them the whole rundown
right.
where they can find
and we're
it.
On, what was the new one? Spotify.
Yeah.
So we're on all these things. And we're almost on Deezer, people. So apparently I sound cool. Because you all know what that is. I don't. But we're going to be on Deezer soon, probably, maybe. You know. Oh, that's a song. Probably, maybe, or whatever. Anyway, so we're going to be on Deezer. And I literally, one person, she goes, oh, I'm interested. So I had to grab her phone, type it in myself. She had a smartphone that wasn't Apple, so I didn't know those still existed. And so I had to then go to the Google Podcast.
I can't dare you.
Type in TiVo Mike. And I said, okay, good. So I've subscribed to it, so it'll give you new episodes. And she goes, okay, so how do I find these each week? And I'm realizing she's not a podcast listener. And so I'm having to train her how to listen to podcasts. And I'm like, this is why I feel so drained
yes.
marketing the show.
Yeah.
Because I'm like the door guy trying to get a new behavior to the consumer when I should be looking for the consumer so I don't have to change your behavior.
Behavior. Exactly.
So if you already listen to podcasts, that's where I'm marketing.
So it's funny you say that because I talk to a lot of people
right
outside of work, at work, that I'm probably sure they listen to the conversation. Like, if this fool don't sell on this call, we're going to talk to him because he's talking about his own stuff.
Right.
But I talk to a lot of friends who tell me, when they tell me they listen to podcasts,
right.
then I become like the, ooh.
Your antenna goes up.
Yeah, because like one of my friends, I haven't seen him in years, and now he's pretty much a scientist in Rhode Island Hospital. He was we both went to college together.
Wow.
And he takes a train to work because he works in Boston.
Good.
He's like, oh, I listen to podcasts all the time. It's like, oh. See? Literally, all he said was, I listen to podcasts. I'm like, oh, I have a podcast. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah. I was like, it's about being black. It's about being Christian.
Right. Yes.
And it's about tying it to TV and to music. He's wise. Right. Because the old school Christian was no secular music, no
right.
secular TV.
Yeah,
oh,
no secular
you're going to go to
TV.
Hell.
Right. Yes.
And
you
it's
can't
like,
watch that.
The reality,
you can't find that entertaining.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
the reality is you're going to be entertained.
Right.
But it's how you take that entertainment and apply it to your everyday upbringing, your spirituality. He goes,
exactly.
Oh my gosh. He goes, I'll listen to that. What's it called? As I'm telling him it, he's like, all right, I just subscribed.
See?
And I'm like, oh,
yes.
That's how that's
you
supposed to work.
You were Jamie Siminoff, and I was the unknown bastard who left without a deal. See, that's what I've learned. And when I watched it, I've been doing it wrong. And it's not to say that eventually I won't market to people who have never pod a cast. But it's going to be to the people it's already a huge market. It's millions of people. Here's the behavior. You listen to podcasts when you are actually doing other things.
Well, the thing
that's the key.
Funny that you didn't get it. I guess to me the thing that's weird that you didn't get it is that was what Legal Shield taught us. We're not going after people who don't know about Legal Shield.
Right.
We're going after people who know about legal things and costs and
already.
Giving them affordable Legal Shield.
Yes. That's the difference. And this is the TiVo Mike Show, but you knew that already.
when you visit the gloomy slums tabernacling themselves in places like K2 and Ajegunle, your definition of survivor is replaced by the gory scenes that churns you inside out. When life suddenly makes sure you were born into a circumstance that is a sacred with a stance bred against you, you know that the dream is a non-negotiable thing. Life that was supposed to be amazing becomes a maze you are in. You are stripped of the strength and the sense to dream up lofty dreams. You just want to change your bed from the rice sack that's been consumed since 1964. You just want to change your pillow from the log of wood that Baba Fatima is still keeping malice with you about. 3. When you are born into the poverty of places like Mushin, you become a poster child, a muse in the political propaganda that makes the pot-belly thieves responsible for this disaster feel good about themselves by giving back to charity. 4. When every day you wake up, you have to make your way up the sunken ladder of debris, you understand that a dream is not a leisurely affair of wandering mind. A dream is a non-negotiable deal that you have to put a ring on or die trying. You know that a dream is a backbending affair where uncut stone begins their journey into diamond rings. And if you are like me, naive enough to believe you can change the world, to you I say Godspeed. May your dreams come true. Selah.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. We're glad you're here. Hope
yes,
you're listening to us on Radio Public, because if you're not, why aren't you? You're part of the public, and if you're listening to us now, it's kind of like radio.
That's right.
So it's Radio Public. Maybe I'll create a competing company called Podcast Public. No, that's too many P's. Anywho. We're so hilarious. I love it.
I can't.
It just sounds so funny. But that's the cool thing about Shark Tank, is you're learning each week from week to week to week to week how to start and grow a successful business. And there was a great thing that also happened on the premiere, and it was an inventor. I forgot what the invention he was trying to do, and he walked away without a deal as well. The problem with he walked away without a deal is because Mark said to him, the problem is I think this is a product and not a company. And so some of the times, these inventors, they have a great product or one thing. Oh, I made a cup. I made a shoe. I made an eyeball or whatever. And you go, okay, but how are you going to make a company out of that? That's just your product. And if that's just your product, what you could do is go ahead and license it out to someone else. Let them do all the work. You know, if I created the Ike and I gave it to Nike, they can put a part of their brand. Make it easy. So it's not always – you don't have to do everything yourself.
Exactly.
You have the thing that makes the money, and then you have the idea. You have the germ.
The patent, yeah.
That's the key. And you have to know what you have and how it all fits
in. And that's a big deal too, because sometimes people forget, like you said, product versus company.
Right.
Like Nintendo wouldn't be Nintendo if they only came with a video game console.
Thank you. Right.
They came with this entire universe.
A whole thing.
Right.
Creation.
You got this, you got that, you got this game, you got these people, you got this, you got the controller here, you got the movement machine here, and that's what made it Nintendo the company, not just Nintendo the video game system from when we were kids.
And that was one of the cool things, because Sony's PlayStation initially was with Nintendo.
Yes.
And Nintendo and them they beefed because Sony, of course, wanted more of the ownership rights to the video game. And so did Nintendo. So they both wanted companies out of it, and they eventually became separate.
Exactly.
Which is funny now, because now they're not even competing with one another. Now Sony's competing with Xbox.
Yeah.
Go Bill Gates. Go figure. Some old billionaire creates a video game company out of thin air. Woo! Yeah, Xbox. But whatever it is. Here's how confusing it is. Speaking of that, I almost recently, as a grown-a man, almost went to the store and bought a video game console.
Me too. I almost bought an Xbox.
Right? But guess what happened to me? I said to my friend, listen, should I get which unit? I already now know it's not going to be the Nintendo Switch, I think is what it's called.
Oh, that's definitely what I'm getting.
Right, because I'm not getting that, because it has all my games, but it's all changed, and I'll be more angry than excited. So I said, which the game console? Do I want the Xbox or the PlayStation? And they go, oh, it depends. Well, guess what answer always makes me say forget it to the whole thing?
It depends.
Do I get the Xbox? I get the PlayStation. Well, it depends on this kind of game. I go, well, aren't they all the same game? Well, mostly they are, but then there are certain games that are exclusive. And it's too much rigmarole. You know what I said? I'm a third grown A man, and I'm walking away. Because I have no business in front of a video game console. If I'm already in front of the TV for 9,000 hours watching Lethal Weapons, One Chicago's, This Is Us, I've watched so much stuff.
I love it.
I'm going to now give more time to do something that truly doesn't matter.
Well, see, I'm the opposite, right? I'm still going to get the Switch, but I'm a firm believer in letting the product roll out. Let them iron out all the bugs, all the kinks, because I am the familiar person. I want the game I remember.
Right.
I want the Mario Brothers. Right. I want...
But it's changed.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I got to learn some new buttons, or I got to, change how I'm using it, essentially.
Yes.
However,
because there's too many
once
button
you get
changes,
into it...
Why do I need 9 buttons?
Oh, man. Well, I would say that's a valid point.
Right.
If you never played Mario Galaxy for the Wii.
That's correct.
So had you played Mario Galaxy for the Wii,
right,
you would have understood the wand and the nunchuck. And
so
why
does he
have
his own galaxy?
Because they're just crazy. Oh. It's just great. It's just,
see,
it's,
there goes the company
what?
Again.
Because well, you know,
they're like,
know,
let's create a galaxy for it because then we can have
well,
different
they, because
you know,
what happened was
games.
We had Mario World for so many years on the consoles that you can't create a new console and call it Mario World.
Really?
He already conquered the world. We did that with Mario Brothers 1, 2, 3, Nintendo 64.
So this could be Mario World 1, 2, 3.
Well,
see?
They could easily do that, but the thing
that
would
have been cool.
They want to make it relevant, right? So they want people to be like, oh, we want that.
Oh, because now
so
the galaxy's relevant.
Now when you earn... Well, this is before...
That's true,
because
everything
galaxy
is Mars and First Man. Everything's out on the... That means we are getting rid of Earth. we are leaving. This is key. Remember, whenever we have all these things talking about leaving Earth, something's happening. I think Trump is getting ready for something.
Yeah, they're going to plan another mission to Mars.
I think so. Look at his hair. It's ready for it. It's already good for every temperature in the galaxy. It's heat proof, cold proof, gravity proof.
Is this true?
Hey, see, people think I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm not. I'm just a theorist.
I can't do it.
Just a theorist. But this is key.
Oh, man.
So when you have a germ of an idea, protect it and look at these rational questions for you to go out. One, are you solving an actual problem?
Yes.
Real problem. And how many people are affected by that problem? And how many people are affected by that problem that readily want a solution? And is that solution going to be offered to them where they do not need to change their behavior?
Yeah, I think that's truthfully the best worst part, right? I'll say this as a person who works in a sales environment.
Right.
When I talk to people about credit cards, I'm not talking to the person who doesn't ever use a credit card.
Right. Because then they're like, well, how would I use it?
And
how do I pay for
and
that?
And even so, they have to at least use a debit card.
Right.
If you don't use a debit card, if I can't get you to use a debit card, or if I can't see that you're already using a card to make your purchases on a daily basis, why are you going to use a credit card?
Right. They're not.
You already only use cash, and you have a debit card linked to your account.
And that's going to be a hard sale.
And you don't use it.
Right.
Now I'm going to give you a card that's going to wait for a bill that's in there.
Which is why you can't do it. And you need money to invest.
Yes.
And you can't get money to invest if you are, I hate to say it, in debt. I know we love the story about the one soul who made it and they were in debt. You know, they hawked their two homes. They were eating shoes off of a credit card bill from old past tense and using one card to pay off another. And by golly, by luck and draw, one day it paid off and they made trillions of dollars. Okay, that's one in a million. Most people lose their shirts. So what you need to do is do it from a position of strength.
Yes.
Have a strength-based agenda and perspective. So you immediately get your fool self out of the daggum debt.
Yes.
Because then you've conquered something.
Yeah. And this is why knowing if it's a product versus company is important.
Oh, right.
Because if it's a product, no one's saying you can't make money off the product. You know what? I'd much rather you tell me, you know what? This isn't a company right now.
Right.
Because that means I still have room to grow.
Exactly.
Two, I'm going to take this patented product that I paid for. I'm going to find the right investors. Because, yeah, I may not make millions of dollars off of it, but I bet you the debt that I had accumulated getting here,
right,
I can pay for.
Exactly. Because you get the right investor who then sends it off to another company that's already doing it, that already has the mechanism, the structure,
the setup
for it, the printing, production, the delivery, the distribution, and then they just roll it in. And then you get paid for the privilege. That's why Sony created Venom. They were licensed the Venom character
exactly.
by Marvel when they were bankrupt and broke and needed dollars and cents. And now they can go off and do it. Even though it wasn't the best, it would have been better if Marvel did it. It would have made some more connection. It would have tied in maybe even to Spider-Man like it should have. Who knew? But I'm not causing controversy or controversy. It was fantastic for what it was. We'll be back. You're listening to the TiVo Mike Show, hopefully, on Radio Public.
Peter simply went back to doing what he was doing before. He returned to the old self. But then Jesus shows up. What does he say? He says, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. And what Jesus is doing with those commands is he is actually giving Peter a new identity. He's saying, Peter, you are no longer a fisherman. You are a shepherd. And that's what Jesus does. When he calls us to follow him, he not only redeems us of our sin, but he actually gives us a whole new identity. He says, you are no longer slaves. You're a son. You're a daughter of God. He says, it's no longer filthy rags, but now we are clothed in his righteousness. When we choose to follow Jesus, it's not just so that we can study the Bible more and show up to church every week. It is so that we can actually receive a whole new transformative identity because of his love and grace.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. You're listening to Flea on Radio Public. Download the free app. Did I mention it's free? Go ahead and download the free app and add the TiVo Mike Show and continue to listen as you're on the go. So the IRS announces tax relief for taxpayers affected by Hurricane Michael. So individuals and businesses who suffered uninsured or unreimbursed disaster-related losses can choose to claim them on the return for the year of the loss occurred. In this instance, obviously, it's 2018, return normally filed next year, or the return for the prior year, which is 2017. However, remember that the deduction for personal casualty and theft losses has been repealed for the tax years 2018 through 2025, except for those losses attributable to a federal disaster as declared by the president. And for more information on government-wide efforts related to disaster recovery, you can visit disasterassistance.gov. Also, here's how you can stop living paycheck to paycheck in three simple ways. Number one, stop saying and thinking, quote, I live paycheck to paycheck. Your thoughts run you. The Bible clearly says, so as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think it all the time, I'm broke, or I have a job, which is just over broke, and then you create it in a manifest way.
Yes.
Two, stop using the lousy savings account that's connected to your checking account. Present company excluded, I know you work for a bank, you have to sell it, that's fine. But most people don't do this because then you get the money too fast and you are irritated with yourself because you deposit one day, you deplete it the next, you deposit again. It's like you're playing the hokey pokey, except you turn yourself all around, okay? And then your savings account falls down. So what you need to do is have an online savings, somewhere far away, locked up behind the vault, so you finally do need to make a withdrawal. You got to give them your right foot, your left testicle, your 14th Amendment. You got to go at all that before they'll send you a check that gives you another way to answer five more questions about the personal property rights of Abraham Lincoln's neighbor before they give you your check. Okay? Make it difficult. And number three, stop consuming and start investing. That is the power of Shark Tank. That's the power of our money. Mondays, we're getting you from consumer only to becoming an investor. See, once you have money or a pad or a cushion in your financial life, you're able to take it, invest, which helps other people's lives. So become an investor in a way is philanthropy. Because let me ask you something before you think that that was just silly. That thing that you never leave home without, no, not your credit card, your cell phone, was a result of someone who had extra money and decided to invest in new technology. And that has changed and maybe have saved your life. This is the TiVo Mike Show, and that's my two cents.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of you gotta pay bills, gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
All right, guys, you hear that? Feel the music? Drop the beat? Let it go. Okay. But listen, you know what this is? Stephen Mike Show. We're everywhere.
Woo.
Tune in.
Yes, we are.
Give us some feedback. Tell us about the love you have for us.
At hello@tivomike.com. That's hello@tivomike.com. Because that's the key, people. If you don't know that, what the flip are you doing?
That's right.
So tell all your podcast listening friends.
Yes.
Tell them, listen to the show, be blessed by, and tell them this is an actual to-do list. Tell them to be blessed by the show. Like, that's an order. So they have to get here to the show,
yes.
And then they must be blessed by it. If they're not blessed by it, they're not listening to it correctly. Either they have to listen to it with two right ears, or they should be jogging while they're listening, especially if you're fat. You need to jog, move somewhere, get moving. If you move your fat around, it tends to go away. You know, it's like if you're always, let's say you're staying at someone's house and they're always bugging you when you're sleeping. Hey, what are you going to do? You're going to get yourself a job and get a new place. So you're not going to deal with this mess no more. You're fat the same way. You're fat as that friend that stayed once and stayed a little too long. You know, but you were cool with it. You knew that they were fat. You had memories together. Whatever. Well, if you start punching it around and moving it all the time, it's going to get up, get a job, and move out. And it's going to bless you.
That's right.
Because you're going to remember, oh, I have more space. In life, when you move around your furniture, you actually have more room between you and the furniture. When you're on the furniture, your furniture will thank you by not creaking so much. It's all going to be blessed. But remember this above all else. If you chucked everything else from the show, take this with you only. Don't follow Jesus Sundays, but daily.
The TiVo Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner. And our theme music is by Eric Dano. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Godin. That's it for the TiVo Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being binge-watched.